Good afternoon. I'd like to call to order the Design Review Board meeting of Tuesday, July 10th. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Member Carroll. Member Clinton.
Present.
Member Fullerton.
Present.
Member Shaler.
Present.
Member Schellenberger.
Present.
Vice Chair Smith.
Present.
Chair Branch.
Here.
Thank you.
Now we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We will start our agenda with approving some minutes. First will be the minutes from Tuesday, May 22nd.
I move to accept the minutes.
Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? None? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I will abstain. I was not at that meeting.
Aye as well. And I am also abstaining.
Let's see. Where are the other meetings? Oh, here we go. Sorry. The minutes from our last meeting, June 26th.
I do not abstain on the last vote. I will abstain on the June 26th vote.
Well, then you're eligible to vote on the last one.
Okay, we got it.
Did you change your vote?
Okay, so the minutes now for Tuesday, June 26th.
I'm making a motion to accept them.
Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? No? Okay, very good. Well done, Linda. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Abstain.
And I will abstain from these.
Right. It looks like that's not.
Aye.
Yeah, we'll have to forward that to the next meeting
for the June 26th.
June 26th vote. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Actually, no. That's. It's not going to change anything.
Here.
I think it passes because the other ones are abstentions. We have three votes for accepting, correct? Okay. If we need to redo that, I'll bring it back. But I think we're okay.
Okay. All right. That was maybe the most arduous minutes we've had before. Item A2, Planning Director Report.
Yes, we have to unfortunately report that our overhead projector is not working today. It's been malfunctioning, and we sent it out for repair, but unfortunately it could not be repaired, so a new unit is coming, and that should be coming next week, so definitely ready for your next meeting in July 24th. For the viewers, you can access the staff reports and the plans online. Under the city's website, under design review, there's a link for the staff reports, which has the plans attached, or feel free to come into the planning environmental department, and we will be happy to share with you the hard copies. So apologies on that.
Okay. The review of agenda?
So no changes on the agenda. Today we did put the sign item on full count, a full board for review since it's such a light agenda. But other than that, you have the two items on and your next meeting is July 24th.
Okay, thank you. And that takes us to our sign calendar. Madam Secretary?
Item B1 is the new signs for Northrop Grumman located at 600 Pine Avenue. It's case number 18066 SCC DRB.
Okay. Has everybody visited the site?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
I did not visit, and no ex parte.
No site visit, no ex parte.
No site visit, no ex parte, but I'm very familiar with the planning avenue. No site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Okay, Chris, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Chair Branch, members of the board, we have a proposal here for replacing, an existing wall sign and both sides of an existing monument sign. The existing sign is for Orbital ATK, as will now be Northrop Grumman, and the sign meets the code. It feels very straightforward here. Here with me is Robert Nielsen, the facilities manager at the site, and if you have any questions.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions about the sign?
Excuse me if I'm confused here. But when I did the site visit, it looked like this had already been installed.
It has been. We made a mistake and told the West Coast to put it up.
We need to turn your mic on. There you go.
It is already up. We made a miscommunication, told West Coast to put it up before we got a permit. So that was a miscommunication between me and my facilities lead.
Any other questions? Bill? No?
You? Don't have any questions.
Down this way, anybody?
Oh, yes.
On the monument sign, it says non-illuminated, so it's still, you're still planning on it just being not the monument sign not being illuminated anyway.
Correct. We just have some landscape lighting in the area that.
Right. Okay. That's all I have, Chair.
Any comments from the board? Craig, I'm going to start with you this time.
It seems to be an appropriate level of signage in terms of square footage to building frontage and letter hiding. That all seems like staff said, straightforward.
Yeah, I don't have any comments. I think it's fine. No comments.
I'd support this.
Okay. Bill?
Well, having seen how it actually is going to look, I thought it looked good. So, you know, I was just wondering if that should have been, I guess it, I wasn't sure, but should have been incorporated into the staff report that this is already done.
Yeah, if I was aware of that, I definitely would have included that detail in there. My apologies that I wasn't aware, but we will let the building department know, and there may be a fee increase. That's building, not planning, so.
Yeah, and that doesn't have anything to do with the design review board. It's just it would be good to have the most updated information prepared for us at the time of the meeting.
Take blame for that one.
That's all. Otherwise, I think the project's fine.
You want to make a motion?
Sure, I'll make an motion to approve as is.
I'll second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
There we go. Okay, next item C1.
Item C1 is design review. It's for Harvest Hill Ranch, lot number 1, 870 Cambridge Drive, case number 16-122, DRB.
We're waiting for our planner. You guys have a little time today.
Well, pretty tired after that first round. You probably, need a break anyway.
We can do that.
Certainly in contention.
Has everybody visited the site?
Yes, Chair, site visit, and I did speak with the applicant briefly while I was on site.
Okay.
No current site visit, although I have been there many times, and no ex parte.
I visited the site, no ex parte.
I did not revisit the site, no ex parte.
No new site visit, no new ex parte.
There's no, the camera's not working, so.
Yeah. No new site visit, no ex parte.
No site visit, no ex parte.
Brian, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon. So this was last seen by the board for conceptual review on September 13th, 2016, so it was a bit ago, but he's worked on some other lots in the meantime, and is now returning to this concept, which is now a more than a concept. It's got some final details here on basically continuing where we left off and provided some additional landscaping details as well as architectural details for eaves, windows, and lightings and the like. Included in the staff report were some details for exterior colors and materials, as mm-hmm. well as light fixtures. Also, I attached some findings or some draft findings for approval in case you get that far today. And so that's about all I've got today. I can answer some questions if there are any. Otherwise, I can turn it over to the applicant for
okay.
presentation.
All right. Rich, the floor is yours.
Ridgeway with the Harvest Hill Project. And
I'm going to pass it over to Richard. He's been the one. Yes, that's the landscape plan, and we can get to any of the elevations or anything if you like. But this is the last house, so we won't be coming back to you guys. But
is your mic on, Richard?
Yes, I believe it is. Now it is.
Okay.
Yep. I'll let Rich speak to the landscape, but architecturally, the plans that you saw that you approved, the architectural character is the same. We didn't really change that. So that's just a matter of it being developed into the working drawing set of drawings. So unless you have any specific questions in that regard, the things you haven't seen, I guess, is this plan, correct? They haven't seen the landscape.
Well, actually, we even looked at that as on a preliminary basis a year ago, more than a year ago, I think. And I can speak to the landscape in a little bit because we went ahead on the eastern slope on the east side of the entry road and the retention basin and along the slope above the retention basin along Cambridge. We did the coconut netting, we planted plants and mulched it. Just wanted to get it so that we weren't silting in our basin. We didn't plant the basin at the time because some of our other lots drain into the basin and they weren't planted yet. So we have experienced two winters now. And the first winter, we had a lot of rain and a lot of rain really fast, and our basin filled up and worked as it should, and it spilled. It was running down Cambridge. It was that one day where we got 5 inches in just about 8 hours or something. This winter, we didn't get much at all, so the basin never really got more than 6 inches of water in it. But it does work well. It perks when there's not any silt in it. When the silt comes in, I get a layer about a quarter inch, half inch thick. It almost looks like a plastic barrier. So it will fill up, and it won't perk for a day or two. And then when it dries out, it just cracks up, and you can just shovel it out in layers. And so the winter before, it wasn't functioning well because of the silt. This winter didn't get any, and so it worked fine. So that's the history on the basin. When we finish all the lots, I'll plant the bottom of the basin with the meadow sedge, which is what we've been putting in the bottom of the basins and what I think is the approved plantings for these bioretention swales.
I had one question on that. Do you anticipate less siltation as time goes on and the vegetation
yes.
becomes more mature?
Oh, I think that when the vegetation all becomes mature and we are able to put the mulch on the slopes, we probably won't get much of any silt. Just that first year, we got a lot. And this year, we just didn't get any. But this year, we didn't have all of our landscaping in on the other lot. So I would have expected we would have got more, but we just didn't get much rain this winter.
So we did end up planting that eastern slope and the slopes along Cambridge. We've had some die off from gophers. I decided we would replace when we replace everything up around the house because nothing's been planted on the upper lot around the home. So we'll just re-mulch everything after we've planted out the rest of it. You know, it's in a fine layer, and then when it dries out, it just cracks, and you put a shovel under it, and you just pick it up and take it away. It was really easy. I was worried it was going to be hard, but it wasn't.
One question on landscape. Is there other basins on the project?
Yes. We have three other basins already.
And did you plant those?
We did.
And are they
well, two of them we planted. The third basin that house is being worked on right now, so that's just that mix of sand and mulch. But the first two are planted with meadow sedge, and we put in some deer grass.
Were they container or seed?
They were little plugs of the meadow sedge, but then they were containers of the deer grass and of, I forget the other species.
So my only comment, maybe it's a little early for comment, but I'll jump to it, is the seed. It's a seed aspect for the meadow sedge. Mm-hmm. The basin I would do the plugs.
Yeah. We get them from West Covina Nursery, and they come in big flats, and you just every square foot, you plug them in.
I've had issues trying to seed,
it. Yeah, yeah.
Any other questions for the landscaping? No? You guys have any questions regarding the landscaping?
I did have one question, I guess, and it has to do with the front of the home, which sort of faces the junction of Cambridge and your private road.
Yes.
Are there any trees that are proposed to go?
There are.
There will be.
There are
views from the home.
You'll see oaks.
Planted here, 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 and here. Those are in. There'll be some more olives in here. There'll be avocados over on the right side coming in. The oaks were planted this last year, and they were only 5 gallons.
And so they're not real big, but they're growing great. And there, we also supplemented, Martha from Arcadia said, boy, right down by the toe of the basin be a nice spot for a couple sycamores. And so there's one here and one there, kind of in a riparian type of environment.
The primary views from the home are not in here. We did that on purpose because of the neighbors and so forth. Mm-hmm. The primary view is all out here. So out front here is, you're not into anything except kind of existing specimen trees that influence the view.
Yes, we did look at it, but it was only preliminary, so it didn't count. I just wanted to show it to you back then because I wanted to get my slopes
conceptual.
Yeah, conceptual.
Well, this portion came back. You had a civil change.
I did.
Back.
Yes, because we were going to have some basins on the east-facing slopes, and we got rid of those and made this basin bigger and deeper,
right?
Which I think was a great switch.
And that may be the last time we saw this particular lot.
I think so, yes. That is actually a crushed gravel, and for site reasons, I couldn't plant anything that grew because this exit here needed to look up Cambridge to a spot 200 and something feet away and not have any obstruction. So if I would have planted this out, shrubs could have grown high enough that you wouldn't see eye to eye with a driver. So it's been in for a while, and it's just a crushed gravel behind sidewalk.
Okay. That was based on a public works condition that for site distance, yeah.
All right. Let's turn to the architecture. Anybody have questions and or comments with regards to the architecture itself?
So just before we get there, just to be clear, I may just to reiterate, we did look at this for conceptual review, this particular lot,
mm-hmm.
and that was after the civil change. So we have seen it. I think there's probably more landscaping details now. In fact, there are more landscaping details now in terms of planting pallets and things like that, as well as the architectural details. So, but just to be clear, the concept of, as Richard Thorne had said, the concept of the house remains true to the concept that you guys had reviewed in September of 16.
It appeared that way when I was looking at the elevations.
Yeah, all the roof pitches, all of that, all remained the same. Plate heights, basically, all from the original concepts were held to. So pretty much all bulk scale and all of that is identical. Yeah.
And this one, all the stone and everything as well.
Yeah. Yes. And when you look at those elevations, they may look a little strange to you because they are folded out elevations because this is all at 45 degree angles. And about the only way you can clarify it for construction purposes is to do it that way. So those elevations look very long.
Right.
That's because they're folded out. I didn't do a projected portion of it. It's too hard to show the detail.
It always seems that the conceptual hand-drawn that he does is much nicer looking than the final drawings. Just
computer drawings are never good looking.
CAD drawings are never warm and fuzzy.
That's right.
So, all right. Well, Bill, do you have any comments and or questions regarding?
Yes, I do have
the architecture.
I guess one of them isn't really with the architecture, but the other one is there. I noticed there was a stockpile of dirt on the site. What is that intended for?
Some of that is for backfilling the garage that you guys saw last time, and then we're going to be long on dirt. And so I have some backfilling of some walls on lot number 4 that I'm doing, but I also spoke with Brian about this just this week. I'm going to be long in the end. I've tried not to truck dirt away, not knowing where I'd end up. I know now, because I'm to my last lot, I'm going to be long. And so I'm probably going to come to Public Works and say, I've got lot 2 and 3 have very large backyards, and I may want to just put a foot through there and just try to lose the dirt on site rather than taking it away.
So there's no intent to build up the pad for this home with that extra?
No. Everything's locked in where I've got my driveway coming at the right elevation. My pad's there, so I don't want to raise it.
And as we had talked yesterday, you know, the fire hazard in your area there, and you're kind of close to the recent episode. And would you have considered standing seam versus asphalt shingle?
You know, I did standing seam on a couple of the other houses, and this one was just one of them that I was putting asphalt. I was mixing it up. Okay. My next one, the barn, actually is going to be standing seam. So,
thank you, Chair.
Okay. Any comments?
I think this will, having gone up to the site several times over the last several years, it's been interesting to watch how this has progressed over time. And so this is kind of a big moment for you to finally get to this point as well. And when I went to the north side and seeing as it starts to become more mature and that people are living there and it's becoming like a little neighborhood there, I thought that was really well done. And I'm anticipating that the rest of the project will turn out as well. And so
we hope so.
I'm in support of what's being presented today.
Tom?
I like this. I totally can support it.
Okay. Okay. Aaron? Anything on the architecture?
No.
Okay. Clarice?
No, I don't have any comments. I support it.
Okay. Craig?
I'm in support as well, but I just a question. Is this potentially the final review? And then we're going to building department after this?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm fine with it. I've been up there several times. I think I was on the board when this very first came to us. And I think the development in total is exemplary. I think you've done a great job of integrating it into the site, the neighborhood, keeping a consistency with the architectural styles and
nice
the landscaping
job.
And just the overall integration into the site. Even with all the civil work you've done in there, it's a really nice project. So
thank you.
I am in complete support of this. So with that, can I get a motion from someone?
Well, I'd like to make a motion and say that I can make the findings that are presented to us of neighborhood compatibility. Definitely, it's kind of created its own little neighborhood, and it definitely fits in with the neighborhood that's existing on Cambridge. the quality of architectural design, like you mentioned, is exemplary. The landscape design, I'm not an expert, so I can't foresee what this will be looking like in the future, but I've seen how it's grown over the last several years, and I'm confident that this will turn out to be outstanding as well. And apparently, according to this, it meets all the zoning requirements as well, so I think this is consistent with all of the findings we're required to make, so I move for approval based on those findings.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Well, thank
congrats.
You. It's
thank
been
you.
Actually a pleasure.
You made it to the end.
Yes. Thank you.
I get to retire now.
good luck with that.
So,
all right. Any announcements from any of the members? None? Well, with that, we are adjourned. Thank you.